How do you pick up the threads of an old life? How do you go on when in your heart you begin to understand there is no going back? There are some things that time cannot mend, some hurts that go too deep that have taken hold. These words by J.R.R. Tolkien in The Lord of the Rings, after they have destroyed the ring, may ring true for many of our intern alumni who have just finished their 2024 internship. Today is all about reintegrating and finding ways to contribute back in your home community and what that process can look like. Stay tuned. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Pro-Life Guys podcast, a show dedicated to equipping you with the tools that you need to have compassionate and compelling conversations about abortion so together we can change minds, save lives, and transform our culture. My name is Cam Cote. I am the host of the show. It is a joy to be back with you again after a long summer of not being with you very often, very few episodes. I fully understand. Many of you may have found other podcasts and whatnot. I hope that you do come back to the show and continue tuning in for more episodes. This is going to be a bit of a funky one, and I hope that it applies to everybody, but it's going to apply to everybody in different ways. And it will first and foremost, I hope, apply to those who have just completed summer internships. First and foremost, certainly those courageous young men and women who have completed them with CCBR. time of recording, this is Monday, August 26th. Friday, we did our intern celebrations in both Calgary and Toronto. Thursday of last week, the Winnipeg internship did their big wrap-up. We had around 50 interns complete their internships, but this isn't just for them. This is also for those who, maybe you just completed an internship with Protect Life Michigan. Maybe you completed an internship with Campaign Life Coalition. Maybe you completed an internship with CBR in the States or any number of other pro-life organizations. Or maybe you are a regular pro-lifer like many other people who are listening to this. I do think that there are a lot of lessons that apply. And that this is basically geared towards those who have gone through a profound experience. This could be profound to the scope of an entire internship. This could be profound to the scope of a weekend conference. This could be profound to the scope of a single activism encounter where you go out and you do 1 hour of activism and you reintegrate back into regular life, regular society, your job, your family, your friend group, your community, whatever it may be. What does that look like? How do you actually transition back into that community? And I shared off the top that quote from Lord of the Rings. I'm a big fantasy guy. I'm currently leading a book study on C.S. Lewis's Narnia. I hope that maybe after that we'll do a book study on the Lord of the Rings and maybe even the entire Middle Earth catalog. Maybe even after that we'll tackle the Wheel of Time or something like that. But I'm a big fantasy guy. I think there are a tremendous number of parallels, and I think there's a lot of lessons that can come for each of us coming out of them. And I am no longer the intern director. My colleague here in Calgary, Alex, does a phenomenal, phenomenal job leading the internship together with Amy Boone, who is our intern coordinator, and a couple of team leaders, Beck and Lydia. I know they've got a phenomenal team out in Ontario as well. Shout out to Kyle and Josh in Winnipeg and all those around the world that are leading programs, whether long programs or short programs. It is a lot of work. And I think that there is something that rings true of that quote from Frodo Baggins after he returns from this epic journey. I won't spoil too much of it. If you don't know how Lord of the Rings goes, read the books or watch the movie or listen to the audiobook. This is one of the few that I would encourage you to do all three. Literally, this is an aside. I'm 4 minutes in already. The book, phenomenal. The movies, incredible. The audiobook, particularly the audiobook narrated by Andy Serkis, who is in the movies Gollum or Sméagol, is incredible as well. I highly recommend all three formats and platforms of consuming Lord of the Rings. It's just an epic tale. I love it. But that story of there are some wounds that go too deep, the wound of encountering the culture in such a profound way is life altering. And I hope for each of you, whether it was a summer-long internship, whether you've been on staff for a pro-life organization for a long time and you're transitioning away, whether it was a weekend program or a one-hour event, whatever it may be, sometimes we think in a lot of ways, and aptly so, I would argue, that there is no going back. There's no pretending like it didn't happen. I know that Alex shared at the end, actually, it was Oscar, I believe, who gave one of the speeches. Oscar Lawrence, shout out, Vancouver intern who's coming on staff out there, who shared during part of his speech on Friday the words of William Wilberforce that says, you may choose to look away, but you can never again say that you did not know. This idea that there are some wounds, the wounds of our culture, the wounds of having encountered the faces of preborn children, that will remain with us for the rest of our lives. And the speech that I used to give when I was the intern director was all about Narnia and how at the end of an internship, at the end of being on staff, at the end of activism with a bunch of like-minded people, it's a little bit akin to stepping out of the wardrobe. Those of you who haven't read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, please do so. You don't have to watch it right now or read it right now. Another aside, I apologize, there's going to be lots of these while I get back into the swing of podcasting. Read the book. Don't watch the movie. The movie is fine. Of the movies that have been made of Narnia, I feel like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the best out of the three so far. However, the book is phenomenal. And if you are a familiar reader, you can probably read it in less than 3 hours. If you don't read very often, I'm still confident that you can read it in a day. This idea of stepping out of Narnia, while we're in the wardrobe, while we're in Narnia, we are surrounded by like-minded people, people who are just as committed to fighting dragons and conquering evil and combating the culture war and all this kind of stuff. We are surrounded by like-minded and passionate people. We become so accustomed to having really meaningful debates and conversations about all kinds of meaningful things. One of the recurring comments that I heard throughout the end of the internship here in Calgary in particular was people saying over and over again, I have come to appreciate in a whole new way the importance of meaningful conversation. I don't think that I could ever go back to small talk after this summer. Never go back to talking about the weather. Never go back to talking about inconsequential things. From now on, I will only talk about things that matter. And then people step out of the wardrobe. And the dragons are not quite so evident. And the community is not quite so evident, and the culture is so different, and it's a matter of where do I find myself? Where do I find myself now? What is the world that I live in, and why can't I go back to Narnia? And I feel like for myself and for many others who completed internships, we tried to find Narnia again. We fingernails on the chalkboard, trying to desperately claw our way back into Narnia, and how this story goes isn't always up to us, right? Alex gave a great speech at the end of our internship grad here in Calgary about how we are in a story and that we are not fully in control of what story we are in. However, we do have choices around what kind of characters we will be and the choices those characters will make. And when we look at Narnia, when we look at the Pevensey children and how they're summoned back into Narnia, and ultimately, in the final book, how many of them have remained in community, except for Susan. Don't be a Susan. Don't be a Susan in the context of Narnia. If you were a Susan, God bless you. Susans are wonderful. I know some lovely Susans. But metaphorically, don't be the Susan from Narnia. Understand that this is a massive change of pace. How do we manage it? Here we are, 9 minutes into the episode. Here are 5 tools for how we want to manage it. Naturally, there's 6 tools. One of them is going to be repeated in 2 different ways. Number one, first thing that I would encourage you to do leaving an internship is to rest. Rest your body, rest your mind. When we look at Frodo, when we look at those who were part of the fellowship in Lord of the Rings, when we look at so many other people, not only sprinkled throughout biblical history, but also through all of human history, we see the importance of rest and resting body and mind, spirit and soul, and allowing ourselves a time of peace, a time of recovery. This is difficult for a lot of people. And I feel like, especially in today's day and age, there's a propensity towards launching into another thing, going into the next adrenaline high, the next emotional high, the next spiritual high, the next intellectual high, and not taking time to rest. Rest is not something that you're going to do forever. That's why there's five more things that I'm going to encourage you to do. But start with rest. And rest might be an afternoon, might be a couple of days, it might be a week or a couple of weeks. It is going to look different for everybody, but please take time to rest. Number two flows in some ways naturally from number one, and that is reflect. But this is reflecting in a very intentional kind of way. That as we're resting, especially after we've had an opportunity to rest our bodies and our minds a little bit, to start reflecting intentionally on the summer, on the people we met, the encounters we had, the takeaways, the lessons we learned, and reflecting on the character that we have become. To extend Alex's metaphor, to understand the character that we have become with the training that you received, with the experiences that you endured and encountered, with the people that you met, the friends that you have made, the fellowships that you have become a part of. Allow yourself to be part of that fellowship and allow yourself to reflect upon the changes that have been made, because Lord willing, you have become a changed person. I hope and I pray that whether it was a summer-long internship, whether it was a week-long conference, whether it was an hour-long activism shift, that you have been changed. And with God's blessing, changed to the good. And reflect on that and allow that heaviness and weightiness to rest upon you, the change that has been made, the change that has equipped you and trained you to be an important character in the story that we are all a part of right now. Don't ask whether or not the story is too much or too little for you, whether the next step is too much or too little. Reflect upon the man or the woman that you have become and start to reconnect first with those from your home community. There's always interns, myself very much included, when I finished my internship, that struggled to reconnect with people that did not experience what we went through. I think again of Lord of the Rings, when they return back to the Shire, when they've scourged the Shire, and it's back to some semblance of normal. And these four hobbits that have been on great quests and have sat with kings and nobles and wizards and all sorts of people, and they have a hard time reconnecting with their peers from before that have not gone through that. That for them, they've been doing a lot the same. They have changed too, but they have not changed in the same ways that you have. Be patient. Be patient and be charitable, because not all people have experienced the same profound transformation that you have. And it doesn't mean that they don't care about preborn babies. It doesn't mean that they don't care about our culture. It doesn't mean that they simply don't care at all. That if your friends still talk about the weather, if your friends still want to go for drinks on a Friday night, if your friends still want to play sports and talk about things that you have not spoken about for a long time and things that you might perceive to be quote unquote beneath you or beneath good society. Don't let that end friendships, right? Because there is history and there is relationship and there's value and incredible value in reconnecting with those friends and those family members and being patient with them as they come to better appreciate the experience that you have gone through. Allow that reconnection to happen and reconnect with those people and friends and family that you've had there with a lot of patience and charity. So that's number three. Number four is remember the plight of the preborn. You might wonder why this isn't number one. I don't doubt that any of you are going to forget the preborn. I don't know if that's correct grammar. You're not going to forget the preborn, so long as you make sure that you remember them. And that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but you know what? I said it, and we're not cutting it out, Maddie. Don't cut that out. Maddie's our wonderful editor, and he makes everything sound so great. We're not going to cut that one out because I think that this is a messy area. Remember the dragons. Remember the plight of the preborn. Remember the culture war that we are living in. And remember the importance and the important role that you play and the story that you are in. Yes, reconnect with your home community. Yes, rest and reflect. Remember the plight of the preborn. And that should lead us into number four, which is re-engage. Sorry, I have this written on my notebook here, just to make sure I don't forget. All of these are our words. It was not meant to replace the three R's of reduce, reuse, and recycle or anything like that, but it just came out this way. Re-engage. Once you've had that opportunity to rest, once you've had that opportunity to reflect and reconnect and remember the preborn, re-engage, that we are called to wage war in this culture where we are called to engage with charity and with kindness. And the world needs you, I would argue, more than ever after an internship. Yes, we need you during an internship. We need you to collaborate with your peers, fellow interns, even those volunteers we trained and worked with as well. I would argue that one of the most important things that you can contribute is your contagious ambassadorship. We need you to re-engage in your home communities. Sure, if you live in Calgary, if you live in Toronto, if you live in Winnipeg or Vancouver or Lansing, Michigan, or wherever there's a big pro-life office, maybe even the same place that you did your internship or did the weekend experience or the day activism, re-engage with them. This is nothing against them, but we need you to re-engage and to bring what you have learned to make the rest of the pro-life community even stronger. Stronger ambassadors, more charitable, more compassionate, more clear, more truthful, more competent, more courageous. We need you, and we need you to be contagious. We need you to be contagious in your virtue, in your passion, in your spirit, so that we allow that training and that experience that you have encountered and experienced to send shockwaves throughout our culture, that you draw others in to your passion, that you draw others in to your commitment, that you draw others in to your approach and how effective of a pro-life ambassador you are. We desperately need you and your contagious re-engagement. Last and not least is reconnecting with fellow intern alumni. That many of you will probably not stop this at all. I'm sure that everyone has people that they are going to be more inclined towards staying in touch with and people that they're going to be less inclined to stay in touch with. And that is totally normal. That is totally normal. Don't beat yourself up because you're having a hard time picking up the phone and calling another intern that shared a house with you or conducted the internship or the week-long program with you or whatever it was. But do reconnect with each of those people because everyone is going to need that community. And just like the kids and all others who went to Narnia are going to need that support and that fellowship, members of your internship are going to need that. And not just the ones that you became fast friends with. Those that might have been on the periphery, those that might have been not central to all of the parties and all of the good times and the bad times and all that kind of thing. 4-month interns, 2-month interns, team leaders, return interns, the whole shebang. Reconnect. Reconnect in an intentional way with everybody because you never know who might fall between the cracks. And yes, our internship leadership team is going to be reaching out to everybody and reconnecting and making sure that everyone is settling in well and that everyone is supported and all that kind of thing. But it's going to mean so much coming from you as somebody who completed the program to make sure that the friendships remain and that the fellowship remains. That I think that there is a significant difference between friendship and fellowship and even community, right? That there are going to be some people that, because of personality, because of faith background, because of whatever other differences that may exist, might not become your fast friends, your bosom friends, to quote yet another fictional book of Anne of Green Gables. However, fellowship is essential and community is essential. We don't want anyone to fall through the cracks. We are going to work hard from mission control, as it were, from CSPR staff and I'm sure Protect Life Michigan and CBR and all these other wonderful CLC and other entities are going to do the same thing, making sure that they reconnect with their alumni. But please don't let other people fall through the cracks and don't just expect CCBR to love your neighbor for you. Don't just expect us to be the one to reach out to your peers and your fellow interns. Please do stay reconnected as well. So in summary, rest up. Body, mind, spirit, soul, the whole shebang, rest up. Reflect intentionally on who you have become, who God has enabled you to become through this experience. Number three, reconnect with those in your home community, family and friends in a charitable and patient way. Number four, remember the preborn, remember the plight of the little boys and little girls, remember the faces of the children who are tragically killed day after day. Remember the faces of those who support abortion. Remember the faces of those that you are blessed to help bring to the pro-life worldview. Remember the people that desperately need you to re-engage. Number five, actually re-engage. Join outreach wherever you are. If you're in a remote community that doesn't have regular outreach, connect with us and we'll find ways to keep you involved. And finally, number six, reconnect with all members of your internship team. Certainly your best friends, but also those that maybe you didn't hit it off with in quite the same way. Reconnect in a meaningful way to make sure that nobody becomes an island, nobody becomes isolated, nobody becomes forgotten. Thanks a ton for all of the sacrifices that you have made to all of our team members, whether staff, interns, team leaders, return interns, volunteers, prayer supporters, and financial partners. This summer was absolutely incredible. We'll do a full internship report at some point this fall. But until then, may God bless you abundantly, wherever you're at, however many hours are left in your day.